Today, House Republicans will choose the committee chairman for the 107th Congress. Normally, it's an uneventful process determined largely by seniority. But under Republican House rules, committee chairmen are limited to three terms. And that has touched off a power struggle, leading to the formation of an entirely new committee and upsetting members on both sides of the aisle. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Faced with a contest between two influential members for the top spot on the Commerce Committee, the Republican-controlled House yesterday voted to create a new panel called Financial Services. It replaces the Banking Committee, adding to that committee's jurisdiction the insurance and securities industries. The move solved one problem, finding a chairmanship for both Michael Oxley of Ohio and Billy Tozan of Louisiana. Oxley is likely to chair Financial Services, and Tozan will head the now somewhat less powerful Commerce panel. But by eliminating the Banking Committee, the new arrangement thwarted the hopes of the two Republicans who campaigned to chair it, Richard Baker of Louisiana and Marge Rockema of New Jersey. Rockema, who hoped to become the first woman to chair a major House panel, hasn't given up her fight to lead Financial Services, though she's none too pleased about the process.
Hardball politics does seem to be in play here. And you know, it's unfortunate because this is the first time we've ever had to deal with term limits for committee chairs. And it's showing that here with a Republican House that has such a narrow margin, we are creating fratricidal warfare here, and we should be pulling together and really being a team, a Republican team working together. Unfortunately, this is creating divisions.
Democrats also attacked the Republicans' decision to carve away some of the Commerce Committee's authority. Michigan Democrat John Dingell, who used to chair the panel, said the GOP was courting danger in order to solve an internal power struggle of its own.
I would simply tell my colleagues, you have created the opportunity for splendid scandals, and you have created something else. You have made your choice of fools. And I should say that you should now look forward to a splendid disaster. It is coming. I don't know whether you have done this for the same reason that you have made the changes in the jurisdiction of the Commerce Committee. You did that to take care of one member, not the interests of the House, not the interests of the banking industry or the securities industry, or indeed the interests of the investors of the United States.
Republicans face some other tough choices when they meet today. Henry Hyde of Illinois sought a waiver from the term limit so he could stay on as chairman of the Judiciary Committee. But Republican aides say he is unlikely to get it since other senior members retired last year because they had to step down as chairman. The tightest battle has been over the Ways and Means Committee. Neither of the two main participants, Bill Thomas of California or Phil Crane of Illinois, would say much yesterday. While Thomas, an occasionally acerbic debater, is thought to have the inside track, Crane has more seniority and is a favorite of movement conservatives for his strong belief in cutting taxes. There is also a third candidate for the post, Clay Shaw of Florida, who is touting himself as everyone's favorite second choice. Shaw says the big decisions on taxes will be made by the congressional Republican leadership, but he is clearly cautious when it comes to President-elect Bush's proposed $1.3 trillion tax cut.
It's doable, but what we have to be very careful is that what we do does not trigger another deficit, and it doesn't eat into the Social Security surplus. We must be sure that we have plenty left to take care of reforming Social Security so it'll be there for next generations.
A steering committee of 25 members, led by Speaker Dennis Hastert, who has 5 votes, will make recommendations for the new committee chairman. Later today, the House Republican Conference will vote on those recommendations. Shaw calls the process a good thing and credits Hastert.
It means that these decisions, and this speaker has decided that these decisions are not going to be made behind his office closed door, that he's bringing it more out, and I think that just shows the openness of this speaker, and I think it's a very good idea, and I'm delighted that he's taking the lead in doing this.
But other senior Republicans have their doubts about the wisdom of term limits, especially those who will be sidelined, just they say, as they were getting used to the job. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.